Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The halls of the Montana Capitol, already less noisy because of the COVID pandemic, have gone silent at least for the next 5 days as the House and Senate completed their work and left town for a much-needed mid-session break. After 2 days of marathon hearings and the consideration of hundreds of bills, the final votes came Tuesday, then the House followed the Senate, which had adjourned the night before. Now, it's up to us to dig through the votes and analyze where we stand. So far, from our perspective, it's been a good session. While it's a fact that we did lose some important bills, most of our agenda is still moving forward, and some of our bills have even reached the governor's desk. It's exciting, and a far cry from the days when Governor Schweitzer took far too much pleasure standing on the steps of the Capitol while running a red-hot branding iron with the word veto right through our bills. As we stood there watching our hard work literally go up in flames, we consoled ourselves with the thought that someday a conservative would become governor and those same bills would finally become law. That day, my friends, has finally arrived, and we're looking forward with great anticipation to the second half of the session. While legislators are home in their districts for the next few days, it might be a good time to reach out and thank them for their hard work and sacrifice. We sometimes forget that whether they're Republicans or Democrats, all have placed their lives on hold to serve the people of the state. Many have young children or businesses or farms or ranches, and in some ways, it's their spouse who's carrying the heavier load. I remember running into the wife of a legislator in Costco years ago during a legislative session. I knew they had 4 small children, and so I asked how she was holding up. She promptly burst into tears and said that not even the dog obeys her when he's gone. It's hard to understand what their families are going through unless you've been there. Somewhat closer to home, I was away serving in the legislature about 20 years ago, while my wife was at home on the farm with our 5 small children. One day, I called home to check in, and my wife seemed frazzled. I asked if something was wrong, and she proceeded to tell me that the blower motor had gone out in our furnace. It was late January, so it was kind of a big deal. I began to tell her who to call to get the heat back on, and she calmly said not to worry, it was already taken care of. She and our 9-year-old son had already replaced the motor. Our story wasn't unique. These types of things happen all the time during legislative sessions, but it's a good reminder that legislators are not simply politicians. They are moms and dads and grandmothers and grandfathers. All have real lives apart from the legislature, and all are sacrificing on our behalf. Our system of government requires citizen involvement. Without it, the entire system breaks down. We may not always like how they vote, and it's fine if we say so, but it's important to remember we're all in this together. Everyone has a distinct worldview, and all of them, no matter which party they belong to, are voting for what they believe in. We wish them all good rest during this break, because the second half of the session is 5 short days away. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.